yes, our guest in the studio has literally known me since I was 19 years old. Chris Prine, welcome to Bubba Show.
It's nice to see you, Bubba.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. When we started emailing, she was like, I have known him. And I was like, yeah, okay, everybody says that. And then I was like, oh, no.
No. You know me forever. Yep. I mean, we worked together when I was just a little baby intern starting on B94 with Quinn and Banana, Jeff Tyson in the afternoon.
Oh my gosh.
36 years.
Is that crazy? Don't repeat that again.
But you guys are only like 32, so I don't understand math.
I'm living in negative years.
Yeah.
So let's talk about More Good Days in May is our Mental Health Awareness Month outreach. Mm-hmm. So tell everybody who you're involved with. Because this is amazing.
So I work for an outpatient mental health agency called Persad Center.
Okay.
We are in Lawrenceville, based in Lawrenceville. We are actually the second oldest of its kind in the country that specializes in LGBTQ care for that community. And since 1972, our founders just realized there was a need for folks to be able to get safe, judgment-free care, and we've pivoted along the way through the various kind of crises that have happened throughout the community, whether it's the HIV/AIDS crisis or COVID. And I always say the good news is we're really busy and the bad news is we're really busy.
Yeah. So yes. So my daughter is gay. My daughter is married to her wife. And so I have seen firsthand my daughter and growing up, we knew my daughter was gay when she was very young. Like there was no doubt in our mind. But as you have seen in the world that we live in, how have you seen that progress either positively or negatively over the years in the world that we live in?
Well, obviously, there's been a lot more visibility of the LGBT community, whether it's television, whether it's music. When marriage equality passed, that was a big deal.
Of course.
You know, things, the awareness of the community is obviously raised. With that, however, brings some folks who might not understand the community. And that can be tough. That can be tough when you're struggling to figure out who you are and who you love. And so I'm happy that there's resources like Persad and many other in the community that are there to kind of cradle those folks and have a place where, like I said, they're safe. It's judgment free. You don't have to tell your story all the time. That's a really big thing is that, you know, how do I have to go? Every time I go to the doctors, I have to tell my story over again. You don't have to do that with us. We get you right from the beginning. So, it's important that there's places like that for folks like your daughter who can come and have someone to talk to.
You offer counseling there, correct?
So we have individual couples, family counseling. We have a myriad of support groups. We have a gym, a boutique gym that we've recently opened.
Wait, what?
It's like our own little Planet Fitness, I call it, that we put in our one of our big training rooms, and it's specifically for the trans and gender nonconforming community because those folks don't have a safe place to come and work out. And so while they're working on their minds, they can work on their body and they don't have to feel judged or afraid or anything like that. And we have actually over 400 members.
To the gym?
To the gym. And it's free.
What?
It doesn't cost a thing to join. And it's one of the most proudest things that I think we've ever done.
Okay. More about this
heart.
When we return right here on 100.7 Star.